Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Talk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
Are you looking for a women's empowerment conference near you? The 2023 annual Hershey Women's Empowerment Conference, founded by Tanja Nunnally, will be taking place on October 21st, 2023 from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Stadium Hotel in Miami Gardens. Our powerful guest speakers include life coach Ebony McNichols, mental health counselor Jennifer Palmer, and activist Christina Neptune. For more information, please call 954-549-5822. Again, that's 954-549-5822. See you there.
Good morning, everyone, to Shop Talk Live. Our special guest today is CEO of a nonprofit organization, Hershey Women's Empowerment, and author of The Evolution of a Victim Turned Victorious, based on a true story. My friend, Tanja Nunnally. Morning, Tanja.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. So tell my listeners, what inspired you to start Hershey Empowerment?
Well, as I was growing up, I was a victim of domestic violence. I was molested as a child. I was given away at a very young age. And one day I was sitting in my office and God spoke to me for me to start doing, to write a book. So after I wrote a book and it became Amazon number one bestseller, and I was sitting in my office one day and God spoke to me. He said, I want you to start a women's empowerment. Women need to express and release what they went through. And he came up with the name Hershey Women Empowerment. And that's how I started that organization, by writing my book.
Right. That was the next question. So he gave you the name Hershey. Gave you that name. That was, wow, that's strong. So how long have you been doing the Women's Conference?
This will be my fifth year. It really would be my sixth year if it weren't for the pandemic shutting down. So this is my fifth year doing the event.
So what year did you start it?
In 2016.
2016, okay. And it's been going strong. I know, because I've been at every, I think I've been at all of them.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you have.
So. Okay, so
I've been there since day one.
Tanja, how do you select keynote and your guest speakers?
Okay, I select all my speakers through trauma. And I tell everyone, no small trauma is not big. And so one of them said, well, my trauma, I only did this. All trauma, to me, is trauma. And I select them as if they went through domestic violence, sexual molestation as a child, any type of trauma that you went through. Now, my guest speakers, they were selected because of things that I went through or something similar to what I went through. My keynote speakers, the same thing as what I went through, but my keynote speakers, they are authors also. Dr. Nikki Price is a 7-time best-selling author. She has some great credentials as well. Ebony McNichols, she is in the middle of writing her book, which I'm going to speak over her. She will be an Amazon best-selling author as well.
Awesome. So what about men? Men go through domestic violence as well. Do men attend the, I know it says women's empowerment, but, you know, some men go through domestic violence as well. Women beat them up. So have you thought about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, men come to my event, and they are allowed to come to my event. About 2 years ago, I had a vendor, as we did the Q&A, I had a vendor speak up, and he was a male vendor, and he spoke on his domestic violence, how a man molested him. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was his uncle, and he spoke out about it. And then I had the DJ, which is Keenan, after my vendor spoke, which was Tyrone, his name was Tyrone, Keenan spoke up. But his molester was his babysitter, which was a woman. And he was just a kid, and she was older. I think she was like 15 years older than him, and his mom used to leave him with her. So, yes, so from that, men have started coming, because I take that clip and I use that clip as well. And I put that out so men can see that they are welcome, because some people think it's always women that are being abused. No, men are being abused as well.
Right. I'm glad you hit on that point, because someone would see that and see, well, no, it's just a women's empowerment conference. So, you know, maybe it's all about women. So that is good that you hit on that point, that men are allowed to come to the conference. So when is the next conference?
My next conference is next Saturday, October the 21st, 2023. Mm-hmm. It starts at 2 p.m. sharp. I do start on time, so please be there. You don't want to miss it. The tickets are $35 online on Eventbrite, but the date of the event, if you buy at the door, is $45. And the ticket includes... Yes, $45. It includes dinner, gift bags. We have a lot of giveaways this year. A lot of people have donated so much stuff for giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
And also, four dynamic speakers.
Okay. Is it too late for vendors to apply?
No, vendors, and we have vendors as well. I have two tables left if someone would like to be a vendor.
They like to be a vendor without people. Mm-hmm.
So you can reach out to me at 954-549-5822. That's 954-549-5822 if you would like to be a vendor.
So is the address code?
Yes, there's a dress code. Dressy casual. And yes, you can wear jeans, but if you wear jeans, I am asking, can you please put on a blazer to dress it up and some heels?
Yeah.
You can wear a pants set, dresses, you know, just something nice.
Mm-hmm. So who are your guest speakers this year? I know we talked about the keynote speakers as being Dr. Nikki Price and Esme McNichols. Who are the guest speakers?
My guest speaker is Jennifer Palmer. She grew up in the same neighborhood as I have, and she came to my event last year. She is the one that bought Ebony. So it came to my event last year, and so she really liked what I was doing. And she wants to be a guest speaker anyway, anything else that she can help me with or want to be a part of. So the beginning of this year, I reached out to her, and she shared her story with me. And her story is, oh, my gosh, got to be there to listen. And that's how I selected
Jennifer. Got to be there to hear that, right? Mm-hmm.
Got to be there to hear that. I'm not giving no clues. And my other guest speaker is Christina Neptune. I met her... I want to say 6 years ago through the Barbie Twins. The Barbie Twins had an event at their church recognizing a domestic violence, and she and I received a a certificate from the Barbie Twins, from Delphi, from their church. They recognized Christina and myself. And that's where I met Christina back then. It was a while ago, about 6 years.
And who's your host?
Her story is awesome as well. My host, oh, my gosh, she has so much joy. She's so bubbly. Her name is Carmita Smiley. They call her Smiley. Mm-hmm. Carmita Seeley. Smiley girl.
Carmita Seeley, okay. Mm-hmm. Is she the same woman that hosted last year?
Yes.
Did she host last year? Yeah, she was.
And the year before that,
I remember her.
This is her, I think, third or fourth year.
Yes, I remember
her. She gets the crowd going. She gets
them
to speak out. She's so bubbly. And you really need that so your event will not be boring. Your MC is very important. Mm-hmm. Then also, she also has been through domestic violence, kidnapping. She has a wonderful story as well.
Okay, and also your decorations are awesome as well. Is that the same girl, Tati, is it? Tati G Creations?
Yes. Tati G Creations. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's the same girl since, I think she came on board on my second event. She's been there since my second event. That's important as well. When you step in to your event, you have to, you know, it has to look nice for everyone. It has to look nice. That's a part of it as well. And I met her, I've been on Tati, I want to say 12 years ago. I met her through my best friend, Jeffrey, and a friend of mine through Keenan. She used to do Herbalife years ago. But, yes, that's how I met Tati. And Tati Creations is the best. She come up with different unique ideas. And, we went to a meeting the other day. I was like, I want this. She said, no, you had that last year. We're not doing that. My name is attached to this. And that's what I like. She really enjoys what she does. Her name is attached, and she will not allow you to, like, no, I'm not doing that. You're not going to attach my name to that. I'm not doing that. Oh, yes. Tati G Creations.
Awesome. If anybody has any questions for Tanja, you can call 319-527-6302. And press 1 on your phone if you have any questions for Tanja. So your photographer or your videographer as well. You have a photographer and a videographer.
Yes. Kay Ashanti. She's a friend of mine. Her name is Takia Rucker. She works at the post office with me. I met her about, I want to say, 15 years ago. And I ran into her at an event. I had no idea. We worked side by side every day. I never knew that's what she was doing, and she didn't know what I was doing. Back then, I was doing fashion shows. So I went to do to train these models for this fashion show, and she was the videographer. And that's how we hooked up. So this year, she'll be my videographer. But she have a great, great dynamic team. It's her husband, and other, I think she has two more people that work with her. I don't know their names, but her husband, they're very, very dynamic team.
Are they the ones that have the, what's that thing you call when everybody be up there dancing and the light goes around? The, I don't know what you call it.
Okay, see, they do have they do movies and stuff like that on the outside. But I'm not sure if that's what we're talking about. The name of their
No, I'm talking about the one where we get on that little round circle thing and we get up there and it goes around and around.
The
360. Yeah, are you gonna have that this year?
No, I'm not doing that this year. This year I'm doing like a red carpet, but it's gonna be the purple carpet.
Okay.
Because the purpose for domestic violence, since this is Domestic Violence Month, but she would be interviewing people on the purple carpet. She would be doing all that.
So nice.
Yes.
You're so awesome, Tanja. So anyway, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about your book, okay, The Evolution of a Victim Turned Victorious. Okay? So we'll be right back with that. Okay?
Okay.
What are you drinking? Introducing a choice that's just as unique as you are. Still and sparkling water by Royalty Spring Water. In a world of choices, some things remain refreshingly simple. At Royalty Spring Water, every drop is a reminder that you deserve the best. So, what are you drinking? Order yours today at www.royaltyspringwater.com.
It's your time to shine once again. The highly anticipated competition, hosted by Beauty Elements, is back. People's Choice 2023 Fall Edition. Submit your photo and video to participate. Four different categories. Free, Fantasy, Destiny Wig, Weave. $3,000 in prizes. Submit now for your chance to win.
Are you looking for a women's empowerment conference near you? The 2023 annual Hershey Women's Empowerment Conference, founded by Tanja Nunnally, will be taking place on October 21st, 2023, from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Stadium Hotel in Miami Gardens. Our powerful guest speakers include Life Coach Ebony McNichols, Mental Health Counselor Jennifer Palmer, and Activist Christina Neptune. For more information, please call 954-549-5822. Again, that's 954-549-5822. See you there.
Okay, we're back with Tanja Nunnally. So, Tanja, let's talk about your book, The Evolution of a Victim Turned Victorious. This book is based on a true story. But are you the victim in this book?
Yes, I am.
Can you give the listeners a little bit about the book without telling everything about the book? Like, you know, it's about your history growing up from what age to up until when?
Oh, up until to about 8 years ago.
So, oh wow! So the domestic violence started at 12 years ago. And was it, can I say, if the domestic violence was a family member or was it a lover or, you know?
A lover. Domestic violence was from a lover of 7 years. 7 year relationship.
Of 7 years. But is there anything you would like to say to someone who may be going through the same, you know, ordeal of domestic violence?
Yes. When you end up domestic violence, sometimes you're afraid to leave and you have nowhere to go. You have no one to talk to. You're afraid if you do talk to someone, they will judge you or they'll talk about you behind your back to other people or they'll call you stupid or call you silly. Do not believe none of those things. Get help. Go to a shelter or find a friend that you can really confide in and let them know what's going on, and maybe they can get you help on the outside while they're looking for somewhere for you to go. You're still in. If you cannot get out, they can set up everything for you, and then you can help, like, write down your escape. Always be prepared to leave. And you, when that moment comes, leave, no matter where. You have to go to a police station, the neighbor next door. Get out any way you can. You don't want to get out through a body bag.
Right, exactly. Do you think just like being in love or just being in fear that, you know, because a lot of times women, I've heard women in domestic violence, I love him, I love him, I love him. And, you know, because they do things and then they're sorry about it later and they want to make up. So, you know, you got that makeup love kind of thing. And the woman just kind of like forgets all about what happened prior to that. And now there's, you know, they're on good terms now, but it's going to always happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They may
it's
be
always going to happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always going to happen. But to me, what I went through is both. It's love and fear. You love this guy because he's treating you right.
Because he has some good Yeah, he treats you nice. He makes
about
this.
Himself, correct.
Yes, qualities, but then he has bad qualities. And
as
just
well.
Like you said earlier, you don't want to leave out in a body bag. Because there's only one way out. Either you
correct.
Leave or you're going to leave in a body bag, basically. And so basically that's what your conference is about. So your conference is about domestic violence and the different things that your guests have gone through. So they're telling their story of what they've gone through. Correct?
Yes. They're telling the story of what they've gone through, yes.
Is
but
there
I have two
any...
of my speakers, one of the...
Go ahead. You have two of your speakers.
Two of my speakers, Jennifer Palmer and Dr. Nikki Price. Dr. Nikki Price is one of the keynote speakers, and Jennifer Palmer is one of the guest speakers. They both have a twist with their stories.
Okay.
Their twist,
since
you have
you've
to
been
be there
doing
to
this...
hear it.
Since you've been doing this all these years, is there any one story that really, like, stuck with you? You know,
yes.
That you just
is
couldn't
one,
get over?
Yes. Is there one lady I cannot, I hope she's not listening, please forgive me. I cannot remember her name.
Well, you don't have to call names. Just, you know, just basically kind of give a
well,
idea. You don't have
yes.
to go... Yeah, but, you know, just
leave.
Basically, what was it about?
Okay, she did leave. She did leave her abuser. I think she was gone like 3 to 6 months. I'm not sure. Somehow, he wooed her back in over the phone through friends, and she came back. She wasn't there 3 days. While she was sleeping, he had took a knife. And
that's the one. That's the one I was thinking. I was thinking the same thing. That's
off,
the one that stuck with me.
Cut her breast off of her body. While she was
yes.
Severed her breast.
Yes. That's the one, Tanja, that stuck with me as well. I didn't know that stuck with you, but that one stuck
yes.
with me. So, yeah.
You have to be very careful.
You had to be there to hear that story. And you, like you said, you have to be very careful. She was already out. And he, like you
she
said,
was already
he
out.
Moved her
yes.
back in.
Back in.
But he already knew what he was going to do.
He knew that. He prepared
that.
Yes,
in.
He knew.
And to wake up, that's how she said she just woke up. I think I remember her saying she
blood
woke up
everywhere.
And just
yeah,
blood was everywhere.
Just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I'm telling you, you have to go to, ladies and men, you have to go to Tanja's Empowerment Conference on the 21st to hear these stories. And believe me, if you're in this type of situation, you it will make you leave. Their stories will make you leave. You know, no matter what, they will make you leave. So, Tanja, how can the listeners purchase this book, your book?
On Amazon. Go to Amazon.com and you just type in The Evolution of a Victim Turned Victorious.
So go ahead. You have another
book? I have one more thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening and you could share this with anyone that you know that's going through domestic violence, any type of abuse situation that they cannot get out, if they're ever in public with their abuser, teach them this hand sign. You'll hold your hand up.
Yes.
Your four fingers are closed. Your thumb is straight out. You take your thumb. You fold your thumb into your palm. You take those four fingers and you close them down on top of your palm. So your thumb should be in your hand and your four fingers should be up on top of your thumb. That is a sign, a hand sign, that you are in a domestic violence situation and you need help. If you do that in public, someone will see that sign and notice your hand sign and they will get help. They will get help right away, or they'll come up to you. They'll distract you and him to separate you guys. Teach your friends, family members, or you've been kidnapped, anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That hand sign is very, very important. Learn it. teach it to your loved ones, teach it to your friends. Let's do it. You hold your hand up. I'm going to tell it again. Take your thumb, bring it to your palm of your hand. Take your other four fingers and you hold it down.
Mm-hmm.
That is
now,
your
you
hand
should put that on your. You should put that on your Instagram page. You should put that
okay.
up there. The sign and. You know, like the little video of, because I believe I saw something like that, that they will understand exactly what it is and, what you know, how to do it. But I want to thank you so much for being on my show this morning, and I will definitely see you on the 21st at the Stadium Hotel at your Hershey Women's Empowerment Conference, okay? So
yes, thank you,
so
and you're one of the vendors as well. Thank you for being a vendor and being supportive
yes.
all these years. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So I will see you then. So be safe. You're welcome.
Are you looking for a women's empowerment conference near you? The 2023 annual Hershey Women's Empowerment Conference, founded by Tanja Nunnally, will be taking place on October 21st, 2023, from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Stadium Hotel in Miami Gardens. Our powerful guest speakers include Life Coach Ebony McNichols, Mental Health Counselor Jennifer Palmer, and Activist Christina Neptune. For more information, please call 954-549-5822. Again, that's 954-549-5822. See you there.